Welcome to the Postpartum University podcast, where we support you and your provider in understanding the science, the art, and the sacredness of healing after birth. I'm Miranda Bauer, your host, your postpartum nutrition specialist and homesteading mom with four wild kids. It's time to get you the holistic, whole body healing that works. Welcome to the Postpartum Circle podcast. I'm Miranda Bauer, your host, and I have a very hot topic that I want to share with you today on postpartum trauma. And I will tell you that we're actually going to get into a little bit more deeper, and we're going to expand into the topic of trauma in general. And I'm going to say that the reason for this, right, it's not just postpartum trauma, it's not just pregnancy trauma or birth trauma. The body does not know the difference between the traumas. Trauma is trauma. So no matter if you've experienced a trauma related to motherhood, or if you experienced a trauma related to childhood or your relationships or whatever the case may be, the process of healing is exactly the same. And so I'm actually going to be sharing with you today a training that I had did very recently called the Trauma Detox. And it's specifically for moms and professionals who are ready to break the overwhelm and the guilt and really reclaim the mind and body and soul so that you have better family connection, so that you feel better in your body. And we talk specifically about how your hormones, your nervous system, your brain function, organs, how you parent, your future generations, and so much more are impacted by trauma. And eliminating this trauma and this stress is one of those necessary factors in all human health, especially now. So I am going to invite you into a short sneak peek of all of the things that I cover and talk about in Trauma Detox, what it means to detox your body and trauma. And I hope you enjoy. Okay, this is my framework that I use to help support women in healing their bodies deeply in the years after birth, okay? This framework is absolutely essential to healing your body, okay? And so when you hear me teach and when you see me and my programs, this is what I'm speaking of. We're talking about functional nutrition, and I'm not getting into most of these today, okay? We're talking about better sleep. We're helping you with your nervous system reset, cyclical living, and finding your rhythms, and offering you whole body support. And that is a spiral, right? It's a constant, ongoing, revolving thing, right? We always come back to every single one of these pieces. This is what it means to have whole body healing. But it's not something that happens, you know, and in a moment's time. This is a lifestyle. It is something that we continually come back into. Okay. And I'm going to tell you how I developed this. I have experienced extreme postpartum depression and anxiety, rage. I have been diagnosed with a postpartum bipolar disorder, an autoimmune diagnosis. It was ulcerative colitis, for those of you who can relate. I lost my partner after the first birth. So when I was 6 months postpartum with my first, I became a single mother. His dad is still very much a part of his life, but it took many years. And I am now remarried. At the time, I had no job and no income. I remember literally having to count pennies in the grocery line. I was trying to buy a box of Kix cereal and crying my eyes out. And there's a multitude of people behind me. That was one of the most shameful experiences I've ever had in my life. And just zero support. And this photo that you see of me here in this right here, this is my daughter. And I had just recently found out I was pregnant a few months ago. So I'm about 3 months pregnant.
And it's her birthday. She just turned 2. And here you see me and I'm smiling and I appear as if I'm having a great time. But that morning, I wasn't. Okay. That morning, I could not get out of bed. Literally could not get out of bed. I sat there. I laid there crying my eyes out, not understanding why God made me a mom, completely in despair, not able to attend my daughter's birthday party. I was beside myself. I could not function. My husband actually had to carry me to the shower and wash me and rinse my hair and tell me I was going to be okay. He picked out my clothes. He brushed my hair. He gave me my makeup. And he helped me get ready for my daughter's birthday party. That was my morning before this image was taken. Okay? So when I'm telling you what I know about trauma, when I'm telling you what I know about how to heal my body in postpartum, I'm telling you from my own deepest experiences in the throes of having depression, anxiety, rage, all of these things. Okay. I have numerous stories that I can tell you about my experience having panic attacks, that monkeys were coming down from the ceiling to steal my baby, like literally waking up from a nightmare, like understanding that what I am thinking is completely irrational, yet not being able to calm myself down and not being able to breathe, having a complete panic attack over monkeys coming down from the ceiling. Y'all, I live in Alaska. There's no monkeys, right? And I can go on and on with these stories and why this has happened, like my experiences. I now know that I am here to have these experiences so that I can show you how not to have these experiences and how to heal your body if you are having it, because I did not have that support. So through my journey with healing, because I was adamant that I was not going to live in this place, because I witnessed what it did to my family. I saw what it was doing to my children, right? How many are you watching and observing how your trauma and how your stories are negatively impacting your family, right? You don't have to raise your hand, but you be honest with yourselves, right? Because my husband should never have had to be in that bathroom bathing me and telling me I was going to be okay. How worried and scared was he in that moment that he wasn't going to have a wife, let alone a baby who I was carrying? It's very traumatic. All of that is very, very traumatic. Okay. And I'm telling you this because from that, I was able to develop and understand what I'm telling you today. It is why I am the postpartum nutrition specialist. It is why I run these programs and why I certify other people in what I'm doing. Okay. And let me tell you, we're going to break it down today. So we're going to shake that off. Woo, deep stuff, right? And we're going to get into a portion of this. This cycle, the cyclical living to whole body healing, I'm going to zoom in on this nervous system reset. Okay. We're going to zoom in here. And we are going to talk about this. I don't know if you see my arrow. Do you see my arrow? Do you see me pointing at nervous system reset? I don't even know. Okay. But it's there. I'm pointing at it. Okay. And then we're going to expand this nervous system reset. Okay. I got a thumbs up. And we're going to go over to this pyramid. And this is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about these 5 crucial steps to whole body trauma detox. Okay. This is going to get exciting. Whole trauma body detox. This is what we're diving into, this piece right here. Okay. So we're just going to jump right in. Okay. All right. Do you have any questions for me from this point? Super simple, just kind of giving you the basics. Now we're diving into the big stuff. Okay. If you have any questions, you can always let me know and I'll do my best to respond as I can. And we'll have a Q&A afterwards too. Okay. Okay. Beautiful. So let's talk about healthy environments, which I can also label this toxic environments, right? Because that would be really important too. Okay. I'm going to tell you that you cannot heal your body or your life if you are swimming in toxicity. Okay. We are surrounded in things that our bodies were not exposed to 50 years ago, 100 years ago, let alone 1,000 years ago. Okay. We have so many chemicals and compounds in our life that are not helpful to our bodies. And this is really important because, you know, we're putting this on our bodies and lotions and makeup. We are cleaning with these products. So we're generally, you know, sometimes eating these things, right? Generally with food. We're breathing these things in. Even when you go to the gas station, you're breathing in fumes, right? Your water, all of these daily toxic stresses that are in our environment, some of which we do not have any control over. They are part of our life as we know it in this modern world. Okay. But so much of that, when we are heavily exposed beyond what we just simply have control over, it becomes that much more difficult to process any trauma. The processing happens through the liver and the kidneys. Okay. So when you are processing some toxic waste, when you are processing some really big emotion, maybe you are scrolling through Instagram and you saw something that was just really triggering or really emotional, your body creates chemicals as a response. Your emotions are chemicals, okay? And I'm not going to get into too much of the science behind this, but what happens is it goes through your liver and your kidneys. So when we're constantly exposed to all of these environmental factors, it becomes that much more challenging to cleanse the emotions and the trauma and things from our daily life and things from stress, right? That are just naturally part of our daily life. It's harder to clear that. It becomes next to impossible to clear that. Okay. And so if you're wanting to clean and detox your life of trauma, you have to clean up your environment. Okay. So I'm going to tell you, your body, it actually gets rid of toxins on its own very well. It's designed to. But the level we're giving our bodies is exponentially higher than it ever has been. Okay. So, you know, I used to hold the belief that we don't need a cleanse. And I will say that 99% of the cleanses that are for your kidneys or your liver are more harmful than they are helpful. Okay. But what we are seeing is that we need so much more support. This is when I was talking about healthcare failing, right? We're seeing this all over the place. Products being recalled from the market, food recalls, carcinogenic cleaning products and companies being called out, right? Like we're seeing this over and over and over again, right? We just saw it with our baby formula. It's so frightening and so sad that we mamas can't even trust this, okay? Especially when we need it the most, okay? I will tell you, I have a mama I worked with who had postpartum psychosis after the birth of her baby. She was working with me to help her body recover from that experience. And what we found was that she had mercury poisoning, okay? Mercury poisoning. So any traumatic event put her into a state of psychosis. So later she actually had her breast implants removed and the exact same thing happened. We can't call that postpartum psychosis. She experienced psychosis after getting her breast implants removed. And every single time her body went through a trauma, OK, Okay. She would essentially go through a period of psychosis. And the larger the trauma she had, the bigger episode that she had, okay, involving hospital stays. So when she was cleaning up her life and cleaning up her body and ridding herself of this toxicity in her life, I mean, literally, like removing breast implants, right? The toxicity that that can bring to somebody's body, right? Her body wasn't able to process that mercury. And you know why? Because she had a massive thiamine deficiency, okay, which is related to delirium and psychosis, as well as helping the body rid the toxins while keeping it in a state of balance, okay? And I tell you this story because I want you to see that you can clean up all of the things and go through the process of healing your body, but if you're not addressing all of the components, as I'm sharing with you today, you're going to consistently struggle, okay? They're all interrelated. Our body doesn't work in these little bitty parts, okay?
Wondering what your postpartum symptoms are trying to tell you? Postpartum depression, anxiety, depletion, and autoimmune issues have become a new normal. Take the most comprehensive postpartum assessment to discover what your symptoms are telling you, and even more, what you can do to fix it for good. www.postpartumu, that's postpartum, the letter U, .com/quiz.
Okay, so let's move on to the next one, okay? Let's talk about nervous system regulation. And this is the nervous system reset. And I use this word, nervous system, because it's something that we all really connect to and relate to, and you understand what I'm saying to you. But when, and in the grand scheme of things, as you can see, there's multiple steps, okay? So my attempt is to relate to you, and now I'm going to break it down. So after you have cleared your body, and meaning your liver and your kidneys, can therefore process trauma and emotions and those things. Now we want to work on your nervous system regulation. Okay. So if your body has experienced trauma, it generally lives in a state of heightened reactivity and imbalance. Okay. This is the fight or flight that we always hear about. Okay. So if you have experienced a trauma in your life, you often have this reactivity level that's higher because you're operating, you know, here's the baseline. With trauma, you're up here. And so it's very easy to go over the edge, to fall off the cliff, right? To go above and beyond very easily, to be triggered very easily. Okay. And when we couple that with postpartum brain changes and nutrient deficiencies, as I was just briefly sharing, many live in a state of high anxiety because of this, right? Or this easy rage where you snap at a moment's second and you, like, you had no idea where it came from, and you're yelling and you're screaming and you can't even stop yourself. And you're thinking in your head, like, I don't even know what's happening. I have zero control. Okay. And this is also where intrusive thoughts come in. Because when your nervous system is operating in this highest space, man, you're just really quick to go over that edge. Okay. I will tell you, a mama who's in my Reclaiming Postpartum Wellness program, she has been living in a state of fight or flight for so long that she doesn't even know anything else, right? Her nervous system is in this high reactive state due to the trauma she experienced in early childhood. So she became an empathic through her experiences, okay? And I will tell you, not very many people are born empaths. More people are becoming empaths in today's society because we have to. It is a trauma response, okay? So if you have this feeling of feeling the world very deeply, or taking in everything, or you see a commercial and it makes you cry, or maybe you've been called empathic, right? oftentimes we develop that over time because we must feel the world in order to feel safe. Like you have to be able to sense danger. So you take everything in your life, right? You take in all of the pieces so that you can make an assessment of whether this is safe or not. That's how we become empaths. Okay. And so this mama who is in my Reclaiming Postpartum Wellness program, she was taking everything in from her environments, and she would find these really scary parts. And then she would back off and doing like important life things, like taking the job or hiring this support person, or even paying a bill or making an investment or whatever the case may be. Like there was a multitude of things, lists that she had created, because everything felt too risky. It felt too scary. She saw her anxiety in every single situation, and she hated it. She cried over everything. She felt like a ticking time bomb. She looked forward to her bed every waking moment because everything was simply way too much. Okay. And she would tell herself, right? She would tell herself that she had this habit of self-sabotage. I'm just sabotaging myself again, and I can't make it stop. So when we tuned in and we created a healing plan for her, right? Nutrition, sleep, getting her the support within the program, clearing her toxins, now bringing her awareness back into honoring her body and supporting her understanding of what's really going on. It's not sabotaging behavior. It's a nervous system dysregulation. And so bringing her body back into this state of balance allowed her to just like, okay, these things aren't so scary anymore. You're not as reactive to life as you could be. And one of the ways, I'm gonna dive into a couple more ways in which you can do this, is bring your body routine, right? We talk about our kids having routine all of the time. We need routine as well, especially a body that's been through trauma, something that is predictable. And we need low stimulation times and positive self-talk, okay? Positive self-talk. How often do we talk to our bodies and say, I told you we're such a failure, or why in the world are you thinking that? You're so stupid, right? Or I can't believe you are doing this once again. Okay. Having that language only solidifies in your brain. Your brain can't decipher, right? In the grand scheme of things, just like your brain can't decipher what kind of trauma you've been through, it just knows trauma. Your brain can't decipher who's talking to who. So you're sitting in a body, if you're having negative self-talk, right? If somebody else did that, let's say your partner did that and was talking to you in that way. You're so fat. You're stupid. You're ugly, right? We would call that an abusive relationship. Your brain cannot decipher who is giving that abusive relationship. All it knows is that it's an abusive relationship. And it happens to be with yourself. So your nervous system will always remain out of balance because it's always going to be in a high reactive state, and it's going to send you over the edge that much quicker. Self-sabotage is misguided self-care. Okay, so we're going to move on to the next one. Let's talk about somatic healing. How many of you have heard of somatic healing? Okay. Somatic therapy is the ability to access both your mind and your body and processing trauma. Trauma doesn't live in just your brain. This is a huge misconception in our society and even our therapeutic programs. This is why traditional therapy doesn't always work. Right? How many of you have gone to traditional therapists and done talk therapy or whatever the case may be, and you're still stuck there? This is why people go into counseling or therapy and they're there for 20 to 30 years. Right? Again, that revolving door, we just have you coming back because we're not accessing what's happening in your body. Trauma is stored in your body, not just your brain. Okay? And I'm gonna give you a big misconception here. I'm gonna put the power in your hands because that's what I like to do. You don't need a practitioner to give you somatic healing or any sort of therapeutic techniques. Hands down. Now, with that said, having support is absolutely amazing and sometimes critical through the process. You will move a lot faster in your healing when you have a support team or person who's on your side, whoever that person may be. Okay? But it's not necessary. So if you are holding yourself back because you don't have the right therapist or you can't find one in your area or the healer or whatever the case may be, I will tell you that's not necessary. Okay? Because trauma lives in the body. Okay? Trauma lives in the body. This is an essential component to those who live with physical pain. Okay? Now I get to tell you a story. I have a mama in my program who has PCOS and had PCOS. She had intense pain every single month. As time went on, she started experiencing achy joints. And as time went on, meaning like as her pregnancies, as she had more babies, right? She was and doing lots of testing in the medical world. She had lots of providers. Her providers were putting her on lots of medication. And she hired me because it seemed as if she was going on a medication and it was simply making, how did she put it? Like exacerbating the symptoms, right? Like, okay, it might mask this one, but now I have this other. And now I'm going to go on this medication for this one, but now I have to go on medication for this other, right? And so we work together for that whole body healing. And again, the first thing we do, we set her body up for success, nutrition, sleep, support, right? Cleansing the body, right? Then we dived in. And when we dived in, she had these memories of a significant trauma that happened in her life. Okay. And that significant trauma was rape. And we could see that her birth triggered those same feelings. She had a very difficult birth experience where she felt very out of control. And she had those memories of hating her body and wishing she wasn't a girl, right? How many of us can relate to this? So she used somatic healing, techniques of breath work, of meditation with body sensing, movement, right? TRE therapy. I am a big believer in TRE therapy. You can Google this. You can find information on it. It takes you 5 to 10 minutes a day to practice TRE therapy. Do it right before you bed and you release this. And I'll tell you a story on that here in a minute. Let me finish this one. I will say through this releasing of her trauma within her body, her pain went from an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 down to a 5 and then a 2 with just in a few weeks. Her doctors didn't understand. And from that, she learned how to love her body again. Okay. I will tell you another quick story before I tell you my own. Another mama, she would develop belly aches every night, only at night. And doctors and years of pain, it kept her from living her life. And when we first set up the body for success, right? Nutrition, sleep, support, right? Dived in, her birth experience was fairly traumatic. And the idea of giving birth again was so difficult that her body created tummy aches at night to avoid sex with her partner. And so when she unleashed this and practiced this somatic healing and really like put these pieces together, like, whoa, that's what my body did unconsciously. It's all unconscious, right? We don't make these conscious decisions. All of a sudden, it makes sense. And all of a sudden, we can heal. And all of a sudden, the belly aches completely disappear. And we can enjoy a healthy sex life with our partner. have another mom who's in the Reclaiming Postpartum Wellness program, and she struggled with vomiting and intense headaches and pains around her menstrual cycle. And this is kind of related to the other one. This made me think of her. She was really scared to get pregnant again, right? She had a massive trauma in her pregnancy and in her postpartum experience. We don't talk a lot about pregnancy trauma, but that exists, as well as pregnancy depression, right? I'm just going to throw that out there. And unconsciously, she was making herself ill during the times where she could get pregnant, during her ovulation. Okay. And so she would make herself so ill that she was unable to have sex. And the interesting part was that this didn't even happen at first. That's not why she hired me. Okay. That's not why we were working together. This happened after she started feeling really healthy again. And when she started feeling really healthy again, her and her partner had started talking about having another baby. And that conversation triggered her trauma and created these physical symptoms within the body. Okay. Here's another thing that I wanted to tell you. When we're talking about trauma, right? How many of you have experienced, and I'll tell you my story here. I told you in the very beginning, I live in the woods, right? And we're driving home, which is like, we have a road and then we have a driveway, and our road that we had to build a road to our house, and our driveway is about half a mile. And we always have wildlife. We have moose, we've seen bear, wolves, porcupines. It's incredible, right? And we have a lot of moose. And so I was driving home, it's dark, and lo and behold, here comes a moose out of the middle of nowhere. And I'm like freaking out, right? Slam on the brakes. I'm sliding across the road because it's ice, because I live in Alaska. And I'm free, like, all of a sudden the adrenaline rushes, right? What happens? Heart beats faster. I start sweating. I'm heavy breathing, right? Whew, trauma response happened in my body. And what happens when that happened? I start shaking. Okay. Here's where TRE happens. TRE therapy. So when your body goes into this moment of shaking, okay, it is your body's way of physically releasing trauma. How many of you have shook after giving birth or after a very scary situation? That is your body's natural way of releasing trauma. And we see it in wildlife scenarios all the time, right? The gazelle is being chased by the lion and gets away. And what do? We see it all the time on like National Geographic, right? They get a moment to breathe, and then all of a sudden they shake and they're golden. And what do we normally do when we start shaking? We try to suppress it, right? Here's your heated blankets, calm down, get some water, make this stop right away. Some of us feel like we're dying, right? Especially if we don't know what's happened. Yeah, I shook after birth every single time. And here's the thing, birth itself doesn't have to, we can have an amazing birth experience and think the world of it. Okay. Amazing birth experience. But your body just went through a massive shift. It is trauma on the body, right? Trauma doesn't necessarily mean something bad. Okay. Again, it could be something beautiful, like giving birth and feeling really good about it. But your body recognizes it as a trauma. It is a massive shift in the functions of your body.
Thanks so much for listening in to the trauma detox training. I will tell you, we only covered 3 out of 5 of the steps to releasing trauma within the body. And I haven't even covered the exact steps that you would want to take in order to make that a reality for yourself. So if you would love to do that, I am giving you free access to the trauma detox. You can go finish listening in and get all of the juicy details and downloads on how to detox your body from trauma. And you can get that in the show notes below. You can go to our website, postpartumu, the letter u.com. And at the very top, there is a button called Healing Portal. Click on that and you'll be taken into the portal where the trauma detox is stored. And of course, we'll have a direct link for you in the comments. Love it, enjoy it, use it, heal it. Love this episode? Let us know by leaving an amazing review. Your support is everything. Want more? Head over to postpartumu.com. That's postpartum, the letter U.com, and explore how we support moms like you in holistic whole body healing that's specific for the unique needs of mamas in the years postpartum. See you there.